So when you entered the novitiate in 1956, how did you choose the name Carla?
Oh, that's interesting. I had a number of names. I wanted Faith, but I wanted it spelled F-E, like in Spanish, you know, for Faye, for Faith. And but then I think I did ask for a Carla Francis or something like that, but all those kind of double names were all taken. And so when I came and knelt before this priest, and he was said, "Sister, I mean Rosemary Huebner, from now on you'll be known as Sister Carla. My dad is Carl," and he was so excited. He went and gave my mom a poke in the ribs and said, "You get that?" So I was happy that it turned out that I was Carla, and it's easy for me because I couldn't remember all those double names.
Yeah. Anyway. Do you know how your sister got the name Rose Marita? I mean, Rose, but what's the Marita?
Well, it's Rose Marie. I was Rose Marie.
Oh.
And so she took my name, but they did put the Ida on the end, Little Rose Marie. I don't know why she put Ida on the end. She never conveyed that. I don't think I ever asked her. It was just, that was it. But when we had the opportunity later on in the community to change back to our baptismal names, we decided the family had just gotten used to Dolores being Rosie and Rosie becoming Carla, that we decided we wouldn't confuse them anymore. So we just kept those names. And that's how we've been known all the time.
I suppose that would have been